我特别请问也谢谢他是照顾我今天也有病我后面就是他很辛苦他就在这里负责这里都要负责这里还不容易我礼拜四孩子我的儿子女儿还有侍女陪着我去看我的心脏我的心脏去年到台湾的时候十一月份我摔了一跤所以他我的儿子和我在一起就发现我走路怎么这么慢呢和从前有一点不一样他发现对以后就开始特别注意我说为什么我爸爸会慢了所以到了一月份我有很严重的
All right. So, and I would like to especially thank my daughter-in-law, Inzu, today because she has been organizing the retreat, and as well as my son's family. Together, they have been a great blessing to me. This year, 是去年，今年。
Yeah.
So this year, beginning of this year, so I fell. I'm sorry, Li Jiang.
Taiwan.
Oh, so I fell in Taiwan.So, and that lead me to some complication after that. So, and especially my son's family has been paying attention to me, and especially he noticed that I have behaved slowly and in some slowness. So, and I'm very blessed with what they have helped me with.
So, in Shanghai, 就是前天，就是今天礼拜六，前天礼拜四。带我去看医生，在这一月份我是很严重的，就是 flu， 就是感冒。
So on last Thursday, they just brought me to the doctor. And this year in January, I had some flu symptom.
所以检查以后，也就是我的儿子就是。发现我的血液有问题，我的心脏也有问题。
So after the examination, my son realized that my blood has problem and my heart also has some problem.
所以在这五个月的当中，他对我做了四次心电图，也做了四个晚上24小时挂的这个麻醉。
Yeah, just within 5 months, I've been through 5 ECG and also an intensive overnight care.
So I was just in the test, on the 4th, in the test, he gave me the best heart surgeon to test me. He was really, 停一秒钟到两秒钟的，有的时候。
So as I went back, that my son also brought me to the best. So the cardiologist that he can find and I found that my heart has been skipping for every 1 to 2 seconds for the heartbeat.
所以经常常常一些给我检查好像是没有问题的，有的时候就偶尔会有这样奇迹发生。
And sometimes he checked on me and he found there's no problem, but occasionally then we see problem like that.
可是医生他就说你越早装这个 pacemaker 越好。
So, and the physician advice is the sooner that you have a pacemaker on it, it's better. And I often ponder about our life is really in God's hand. But Jesus also told us the same thing that if we are sick, we have to see the doctor.
所以大哥讲话有的时候我也要特别尊重他们吧。
So whatever the doctor has said, I ought to follow what he recommends.
所以我就是求神，我的神啊，你给我造一个清洁的心，使我从心里面有正直的灵吧。
So I pray that Lord, you give me a clean heart so that I can, have the pure, spirit from within.
我相信我们活着，假设我活着，是为了要荣耀神。
And I say that the reason that I live is to glorify our Lord.
所以假如是神叫我能够再有力量，重新有力量，我是以身我有气息的时候，我要赞美耶和华。
So when God say that, he will let us regain our strength, and I want to once again to praise, our God.
这是我们信徒的一个很重要的目的，我们活着。
And this is a very important purpose of our life that we live is to glorify God. So, and once again, we'll start this session, and this morning it was a little bit too rush that we only had 1 hour. So we should have 3 hours in this session, am I right? So I should be able to just keep talking without feeling any condemnation to myself. So this morning, and perhaps you have been wondering us, what have we been talking about? It seems like we are circling around topics. Yeah, so, but I say that I actually follow.
I follow through.
So, so often that I give thanks because my wife has been telling me that you have been talking nowhere. Yeah, so now she knows that in the future she will know that I actually did follow. Next. Oh, 你要看回第一个。
不，那就不要
了。OK。
早晨我第一个就告诉大家是安静嘛，是不是？
So this morning, the first thing that we learned about was be in quietness.
我特别是讲到你在保守，你在神的年纪幼小的时候，完全在神的保守之下。
So we're saying that when we were younger, that we are always under the protection of our God.
就好像我们小孩子是完完全全在父母的保护之下。
Or in the same way, like we are under the shades of our parents.
他一点能力都没有，小孩子刚刚生出来他会做什么？完全父母照顾他。
We have no methods to protect us because it's all relying on our parents. Well, in the same way, just like in the Garden of Eden, that God has been protecting us in the same way. But as a reminder, as we know that when we are in a perfect situation, there's always a problem. So we see the trees of life and the trees of the evil and the good in the Garden of Eden. So we ought to obey what he commands us to do and things that we shouldn't do because it is blessed for those who obey his words. And it's important that we need to seek our God and we need to follow his footsteps. Just like how we do when we are younger, we follow our parents.
我想大卫是学习这个功课，因为大卫写诗篇，是耶和华是我的牧者，他就是完完全全领受了这个教训。
You're just like King David, that he learned his lesson. That was why he wrote Psalm 23.
这也叫我们能够知道，一生要是专心听神的话语，是一个非常有福的人。
Because it's if we follow and we obey his words, then we will be blessed. So for the two things that I'd like to bless and share with you, first is the book of Psalm 23, and the second is the song Red Our Blessings as Children by Fanny Crosby.
现在我们是请大家在还有最后一天的时间能把它，就是你从前不知道，今天能把它背过来，或今天的信息
And I hope that you can memorize the verse and also even memorize the song and you remember the message that we talked about today. And I hope that these will carry with you throughout your life as a greatest blessing.
现在我们讲中文的，现在背一次中文，我们来背一次啊。
So I'd like to ask those who speak in Chinese to.
新加坡话你可以看一看，可是我怕忘词。
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不缺乏粮房。他是我卧在青草地上，领我在安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为拯救的民引导我走的义路。我虽然行走在幽谷，也不惧怕，因为你与我同在。高了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我岂一世必以我在追着我？我岂要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远？
好，英文。
So and we'll do once in the English, for those who follow in English.
Yeah.
So the Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures.He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So tonight we will actually be talking about verse 3 and verse 4. That's when we talk about David.In his midlife,
我就想到在第一次是儿童的时期，完全在被神所包围，把自己和耶稣的生命一样的，上面提到的很少很少。
So earlier that we talked about the beginning of the psalm, it's just like when we were still young, that we were under the protection of our parents.Like with under protection from our God.
到了这个时，他使我的灵魂苏醒，是什么意思呢？
So at this stage, as the verse says, he refreshes my soul. So what does it mean?
这是开始有活力、有能力的时候。
And this is when that we have gained our strength.
所以。大卫开始是记载多的时候，在什么时候开始的？
So when did David record the most in the Bible?
我知道这是第一场战争，就是和哥利亚打仗嘛。
So he was mentioned in the warfare with the Goliath.
我们知道这是从小我就听到这个故事了嘛，在教会里面就讲，这个最有趣的就是大卫拿了五块石头，只用第一个石头就把哥利亚打死了。
So we learn since young that we learn about the story of David and Goliath, that he picked up 5 stones, and with the first one, he already hit Goliath and knocked him down. So to Goliath, when he looked at David, a tiny boy is just like a little one who just carry a bat trying to hit a dog. And that's when David told him that I came to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty.
我就想到在这个时候，大卫确实的，他有从小开始学习怎么样的来依靠耶和华，他是完全听耶和华，不是突然就是能够有这样的力量。
So we learned that David has been relying on God because he has been learning since young that he know the word so that he rely on that when he come to fight Goliath.
我就想我们现在和我们有什么关系呢？
So and how can we relate to us as of today?
我就想到有的时候十年个就是大卫是很年轻才不到二十岁的时候他就有很大的成就。
And so we see that David, that he achieved greatly when he was in his youth time before even 20 years old.
我也想到在封鼎臣他我早晨讲的他是到了55岁他才开始放下他一切的工作呼应神的呼召他去传福音。
So we also learned that Dr. Feng, when he see the need to offer himself to be committed fully when he was at the age of 55 years old.
是每个人的年龄不同，我们也看到有的人，摩西到了80岁神才呼召他。
And we see that there are differences in when God calling people into serving. So like we see Moses that he served God when he started at the age of 80.
所以我们每个人的情形都不一样，神什么时候呼召我们？可是你要注意，要听到，这是神向我特别讲话。
So and we see that everyone's situation is different, but I want you to pay attention, especially that this is when God is talking to you.
我就想到，这圣经里面告诉我们要乘着白日，要做主的工作。
And we learn from the Bible that it teaches us that we need to work during the daytime.
有的时候你在工作很好的时候，神突然间说要你出来。
Because when it can happen that when you are in the peak of your career and when and then God asks you to come.
有的时候他在你遇见最困难的时候，他来呼召你，就好像当时风一样，他病得很厉害的时候，神呼召他。
And in the situation of difficulties, a doctor, just like in the case of Dr. Feng, God may call you at the time like that too.
神呼召我的时候是在21岁。
And when God had the calling on me, that it was when I was 22 years old.
21. 是应该是最高兴也是最就是说最有前途的时候，神要我放下来。
So it was also the moment that I feel extreme happiness. However, it was also the time that I have a pretty bright future that that I see right before me, but God asked me to come at that time.
我那个时候和大家在提到这件事情，我是在法院里面，我在工作室专门管这个这些所有的在高雄台湾高雄市所有犯罪的从警察局送到检察处来的所有的案件在我的手里，criminal。
So at that time I was in Taiwan and I was in the department of the prosecutor, so which the criminal cases come to me and I have to at that time, I distribute these criminal cases to different prosecutors who work on it.
当时我是可以很快的，是在这种情形，因为在台湾刚刚开始，还需要很多的法官，所以我这个职位很快的就可以经过考试就做法官。
And during that time, that society is needing a lot of people like me, so they can quickly have raised many judges, so that I do actually have a lot of career opportunity to get a raise and to get promoted.
所以在这个时候，我在准备考试的时候，神向我讲话，说你爱我比这些。
So and God spoke to me at that time that he called me and he asked me that do you love me more than these?
我那个时候早晨起来，每天早晨起来，我就是要先读圣经，很好，我就是非常追求先读圣经，以后我就要读考试的书。
And the first, at that time, the first thing that I rise up in the morning is I study the Word of God. And then the next thing was, So at that time, my Bible was like a very thin one. My Bible is considered like the thinnest one. Comparing with those law books that I have to study.
所以当神向我说话的时候，说你爱我比这些更深吗？一本圣经或这么一摞书来比较的时候，我就感觉到我很惨。So
when God asked me that, do you love me more than these? And I look at just like in comparison, like those law books. With the Bible, and I feel ashamed. So I came to church and I talked to my pastor and I told him about my feeling, and that's when he told me that God is calling you.
刚刚要开始，到21岁就要征兵，就要当兵。So
and I was thinking at that time in Taiwan, when you are in age 21, you are about to go into the military service.
所以我在那个时候我就说很简单的理由嘛，就是神啊，你要是叫我不当兵。
So I have a simple reasoning at that time, and I say, God, if you can let me not go into the military service, I will come and serve you. And I was bargaining with God as that as the first condition.
所以开始我也举办，我就到市政府的殡仪科，就和他们在谈。
So the first thing that I went to the department in the city, and I talked to the department that in charge of these military service assignment.
那个殡仪科的科长就负责，他就在和我谈，他说你是做什么的
？So and the officer asked me, so what do you do?
你有什么条件可以办理不当兵呢
？So what kind of privilege that you have that you can be getting this waiver?
我说我在地检处，我是负责，就是你们的案子都送到我的手里面来。
So and I say that I work in the courthouse that all your cases come to me.
他就说那我们怎么告你呢？
So, and they say that okay, how can we persecute you or sue you?
因为他们要是办这个案子，一定要经过我的手。
So because if they're somehow deciding to persecute me, their case will still come to my hand.
所以他说就算了算了，你就，并且我也有证明。证明我不要当兵的是法院的法医，他给我证明说我不需要当兵的。
And especially, I also have a doctor's note, and which is from the how do you call it? So
That's okay.
It's like from the doctors and that who work in the criminal justice department that he gave me that note to waive me from the service.
So I just in there 办好了以后，我说就没有理由就到审讯院去了。
So and I was thinking that well in that case I have no need to go to the seminar.
也是很奇怪，因为那个时候。我就是去到审讯院，我就碰到那个教务长，就是在一个聚会里面，我就碰到了，和他谈到是要读神学的事。
So and it was pretty amazing that when I went to the seminar and I met someone that who is working is a dean of the faculty and I have an opportunity to talk to him.
哦，他就说好。你就不要读神学院，我们就接受你。
And yeah, so you can just come and we'll accept you into the school.
一直到最近这两年，和我的同学，我问他们，我说我听说神学院要考试的吧，是不是
？And until the last these recent 2 years, and I talked to one of my old friends and I asked him that, do we need to go through a test?Or something before we get into the seminary.
他说当然了，我们都考试才进去的嘛。
And he told me that of course yes, we all need to go through a test to get into the seminary.
我说我怎么不知道我考试？我从来没考试过。
And I told him that I wonder because I've never done that before.
所以我就是说，有的时候神要带领你走这条路的时候，也是非常奇妙的事情。非常非常奇妙的事。
So in many ways that when God really is calling you and He want to bring you into this journey and you'll see amazing things.
我那考试也真的神学院去。
Well, just like me, I did not go through a test, but I get admitted into the seminary.
可是我从高雄神学院在台北。
And the seminary was in Taipei, and I was living in Kaohsiung.
所以到了台北以后，立刻就接到台北的殡仪科，叫我去当兵。
So and the first thing when I arrived in Taipei, and I received a letter from the military service and asked me to go.
所以我在一想，我也闹到这里，我说这不是神笑我开玩笑吗
？And I was looking at the letter and I say, is God, having a joke with me?
我就在当时我在想。我可以到台北的法院去叫他们给我 approve 这个证明。
So and I was thinking that perhaps I can go to the courthouse in Taipei and have them approve this for me.
因为在台北的时候，你知道在台北那个法院是五代同堂的。
And so you perhaps you may realize that in Taipei that the person in charge there has been in the same family for five generations.
为什么这样说呢？因为从那一个 building 里面，从最高法院、高法院、地方法院，这套都在一起。
Because in the courthouse that all these different levels of the court system, they are all in the same building.
所以那里面呢，法院的人都调动得很快。我有很多的朋友，我有些关系，都是大家都很熟悉的。
So, and I actually have many friends who work in there, they who work across different departments and they move to different departments. So, and I knew some of them are very well.
这个我就要学习，这个时候我拿到了，我想什么呢？我想什么？我要用我自己的方法，我再去办，这都是我自己的意思。
And I was thinking in my heart that, Lord, that these I can actually achieve using my own way, and I was using all the means that I think, that I thought that I can do it.
我就把我自己现在完全交给你，我就不再管任何事情，叫我到哪里去我就到哪里去。
But right now, and I pray to you that I ask you that for right now I will actually surrender all these things to you, and no matter where you ask me to go, I will go.
我就去当兵。
So and then I went into the military service.
我就想我一生是非常非常奇妙的事。我当兵就是在受训四个月回来。
So and was one thing amazing is when I get going when I went into the service and after 4 months as I came back.
我回来的时候，我就有机会。选择我要去的教会。
And when I came back, I had the privilege to choose which church that I want to go to.
所以也是我在神学院里面，我没有自由，因为神学院要叫你到哪里去，你就要到哪里去。
Because if I should I have go to the seminary, I would have to listen to wherever the seminary asked me to go.
所以我回来我就选择在教这个神学院旁边最近的一个教会，我就在那边聚会。
So when I came back and I went to one church that was very close to the seminary and I went there for the fellowship.
你想的这个教会的牧师就是周连华牧师。
And at that time the pastor who is in charge of the church is.Pastor Chu,
他是
朱连华。
他的机会在这里，就是他是那个时候是当时是蒋介石的牧师。
So he was the pastor in the church of 蒋介石。
所以有很多人说蒋介石是当时最老的总统嘛。
So it was considered the prime leader of Taiwan at that time.
So, in that time, he was very important. We call him the Taiwan Pilgrim.
So, many people refer this Reverend Chu as the Billy Graham of Taiwan.
So, in that time, I met him at the time.
So, and I was.I had the opportunity to work with him at that time.
So, in 22 years old, there was a letter from the Julian Huang Mushi, taking a book in Taiwan, the best train to sleep in the Wokou
So, at that time, Reverend Chu came to me and he gave me a train ticket, which is in the first class that you get a bed that you can sleep in it.
So, he said, you 代替我到南部冈山教会去讲道。
So I want you to represent me to go to the south of Taiwan, a place to help me to deliver a sermon.
所以我可以，他可以这样的看中我，去代替他去讲道。我感觉在我一生当中 神给我一个很好的，说你听我的话，神就会有机会。
And I feel very privileged because this is how God planned for me that when I obey God, that God gave me the opportunity.
实际上我就说，每一个人起步的早晚都不一样。
So just like I mentioned earlier that we all will have different rise and down throughout different age of our life.
就是能够把自己完完全全的能够交出来，能够交给主，这是主所给你走的道路是非常美好的。
However, if you can commit yourself and you come to God and you obey Him, that He will prepare the amazing and the blessed path for you.
我是晨做白日，要做神的工。
So we want to work during the daytime.
这个时间是有的人的早。有的人更晚，可是你要听到神的声音，就要照着神的话去做。
So some people may choose to work in early of the day, or some may actually get it to the later at the dawn of the day. But whenever you hear God's calling, you must go.
我们再看到这是自我与显露。
And the second thing is we want to talk about ourselves.And also, and the display.
我看大卫怎么样？他到了他成功的时候，他也是以后他感觉到自己很成功的时候，他怎么样了？还是犯罪。
So when we see like from King David, that we see him rise to his prime time, and what happened then? He sinned.
所以我们也是在这样，就是我们到了现在开始工作，我们有了成就，多少的时候我们心里面就开始感觉的老自己就出来了。
And we are saying this in the same way that just like many of us here that we have achieved a lot during our prime year, and then that's when our self esteem start to manifest.
所以你看到大在撒母耳记下第十一章就记载得很清楚，大卫是到了太阳平息的时候他才起床。
So as we see in the second book of Samuel, and we saw David woke up in the afternoon.
所以我们看见太阳平息，大概就现在这个时候了，他才起床。
So and we see that when the sun goes about to go down, so that's when about this time. So David wake up around this time.
他就在那个阳台上就走来走去，很，你说很得意，也是很满足的样子。
So he woke up and he walked on the top of his palace roof, balcony, and I think that he must be very prideful and also feeling pretty high self-esteem for him.
像他的将军就在外头打仗，他在家里面很舒服。
And you see that his generals and his commands are out there fighting the battles, and he was enjoying himself in the palace.
我也常常在想，我们多少时候感觉到自己很舒服的时候，这个要特别特别要注意到一件事情。我们说也是撒旦的引诱，都是在那里。
And many times when you feel that you are in the comfort zone, so be very careful about that, because that's also when the work of Satan has just begun.
他就看见有一个女的在洗澡。
And they, King David saw a woman was bathing.
我们知道这件事情怎么发生，他就去叫人把这个就是女人带到宫里面来。
So we knew what happened after that was he called people to get this woman to his palace.
我们知道他的名字叫巴斯巴。
So we knew that the woman's name is Bathsheba. And we see that King David had committed adultery with this woman. And we often say that King David is the man who is after God's heart. And the Bible also told us that in this one single thing that he has sinned.
可是他犯这个罪，对他的家，神也告诉他，对他的家是非常的不能就犯罪，不是这样过去的。
However, God has also told him that to his household, that God wouldn't just let this go past, without any, judgment.
大卫的好处也是叫我们要学习，犯罪就要承认。
And one thing that King David is very good was he also repent and his sin to God. And he also wrote, for that he wrote the Psalm
51.
And as it says in the scripture that he called unto God and said that, Lord, create in me a clean heart. And even that, he had to confess his sin right in front of public, that without any hidden details, that he committed his sin, confessed his sin.
So, 有的时候我们犯罪，有的时候我们愿意隐藏，这是很可惜。像大卫要，我们要学习的就是，他能够把所有的清清楚楚的写出来，就是叫神的公义能够被彰显。
So, and sometimes that we might have hidden sins that we dare not to confess, but to David, that he, through his confession and his repentance, that he was able to manifest God's righteousness. So it teaches us how we can be one that who is really after God's heart. And all of us are sinners.
你说我现在我做牧师也讲道讲了六十多年。
So you might look at me as a pastor, as a reverend, that who have preached God's message for more than 60 years.
我是不是一个公义的人？
But am I a righteous one?
所以我常常说，我师父可以讲我，所以他要是讲我的话，那你们马上对我的态度就不一样。
So if you listen to my wife and talk about me, and then you actually change your perspective about me in a very different way.
可是她对你们从来不讲。
But of course, I don't believe she talked to any of you about.
你们就知道爱是怎么样表现出来的。
And so now you know how the love is being manifest.
所以你们要学习，真是要学习，这个彼此就是最重要的，还是讲爱。
So and you have to learn from one another that, for the most part is we have to, talk about love.
所以我们再看到下面就是说，神的帐，神的都安慰我。
So and the next thing that we talk about was his staff, his rod and his staff that comfort me.
这个是什么意思？
So what does it mean here?
大卫这讲得很清楚了吗？就是神的时候是要管教他。
So David clearly say here that God discipline him.
有的时候他要安慰他。
And there are times that they also comfort him.
是我们刚才在我们一生当中，不是你是做错了，我们人人都犯了罪。这一直到现在，我们确实要注意到，我们 是会在引诱，会在很多的时候会犯罪，一直到今天我也是一样的，常常要自己省察自己是不是得罪人得罪神。
So we realize that in many ways that when we sin, and that's one thing that we want to remind ourselves, that as we sin, that we also want to continue to examine ourselves as do we sin against God and do we sin against people.
我常常就在想，有的时候我们作为一个基督徒，尤其是在神的话语上，你操练，我常常讲，你不操练神的话语，你就不知道什么是神的祝福，什么是神的刑罚。
And as a Christian, if we do not follow God's word, that is hard for us to tell that what is right or wrong and what is being the blessing or the discipline that God put on us.
So in this year, we have to think about many people who have to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ.
So we ought to continue to do that, and so that we can learn from Jesus that what are the lessons and also the things that He wants us to receive.
So from Jesus, we start to learn. I David also learned. We see in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 2, Jesus taught.身量或神或人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
So in just like in the book of Luke, that just like how we see King David, and also in this case here we see Jesus, that his knowledge of the Bible and also that people has been pleased with him, that he has been growing in this aspect very rapidly at that time.
我们看见耶稣也是叫我们实在是很好的学习，也今天我们能够真实的明白耶稣的榜样，教我们怎么样能够过一个在人生道路上平平安安的，能够走过这个危险的道。
As we learn from Jesus, that we also learn that how we can actually receive from Him that we can walk a straight path in our life.So Pastor Chu was talking to us recently about the book of Matthew.
我们就想到耶稣当时他三十岁开始传道了，是不是
？So we know that Jesus started his mission at the age of 22 years old. 33, 34. When he began his mission in 30, and he's 30 years old.
我们就看见他在传道的时候，当然他一生就是从十二岁开始，他就说要以父的事为念。
So even when he was in twelve years old, he already said that he wants to take the father's business as his business. 我看到这个。
只是我们一直在想到他，耶稣在开始第一件事情，从马太福音里看到他做什么。
So what was the thing that he first did in the book of Matthew?
是很谦卑呀，非常谦卑的一件事情。
And it was a humble act.
这就我们能够想到，他是。神的独生子在道成肉身来的，他要做什么呢？他要受世袭约翰的洗。
So and he was the Son of God and he came to earth in flesh, but the first thing that he received is to receive the baptism from the John the Baptist.
那世袭约翰怎么说
？And what did John the Baptist say?
他说我。我怎么可以被你世袭呢？世袭约翰，你知道他是谁的儿子，是神的羔羊吗
？So and John the Baptist was surprised, and he said, "How can I give you the baptism? You are the Lamb of God."
他 他以赛亚的书章讲，在我看见在约翰福音里面就清楚的提到，可是他说耶稣怎么说呢？
So what did Jesus reply him then?
他说暂时许我应当尽主办的义。
So, and he said to John that let it be so now, it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. So we want to learn from Jesus' humble and his humbleness and his meekness.
所以就是非常重要的谦卑，怎么谦卑啊？
And this is very important that how do we be humble?
所以有的人说要学习谦卑，我就想到这必须有一个老牧师，他说我学习谦卑啊，怎么学习？讲话的声音慢一点。
So and I keep asking this question that how do we get humble? And I learned from one.Old pastor that he talked to me that you want to learn humble, then you want to speak slowly.
你走路要有慢慢的走，不要快了。
And you also have to walk slowly.
我们看到就是谦卑嘛。
And do we see that as humble, being humble?
他在学习走路，头不要抬得太高。
And he said, when you learn to walk,Learn not to walk with your head rise.
这不是叫我们这是不是学习外表。
So, and in, with this lesson is not, are we going to learn that as the appearance, being humble?
也是叫我们该去学习柔和。他也是在和我比较，他声音比我大。
是。
哎，我就在想到，能够谦卑如何，也是耶稣再一个叫我们学习是什么？顺从圣灵的带领。
So, and one thing that I learned that being humble and being meek is also to obey and to listen to God's guidance.
我看到耶稣就被圣灵带领去接受试探。
And we see what happened that Jesus was followed the Holy Spirit to receive the trials and the temptations.
我们现在知道这是他信了主以后，他在开始工作的时候就有很多的试探在那里。
So we knew that at the beginning of his ministry that he already saw temptations and trials.
你看他是怎么样依靠圣灵，依认识神的话语。
And we see how did Jesus rely on the Holy Spirit and to also recognize the word of God.
所以我们在这里就特别要注意到，当我们受试炼的时候，我们有没有神的话语做根据。
So when we, in this here that we learn that when we see temptation, do we hold on to the word of God to face the temptation?
我常常的和弟兄姐妹在讲，神的话有的时候我们实在是有的时候不能够分辨。
And many times I talk to brother and sister that we realize that there are a lot of times that we cannot discern or tell them apart which one is really coming from the word of God.
我就和大家请弟兄们在的时候，在希腊文里面有两个词来讲这话。
And I want to reinforce to you, brother and sister, that in Hebrew, there are two words explained is from Greek.
第一个就是我们讲太初有道，那个道就是话嘛，是不是就叫 logos？
So and the first word is coming from the Genesis first that locus 就是太初有道。
太初有道，约翰福音。
Oh, you have read these one. Okay. So and 4 days, John.
就这样就好了。
So, and in the beginning, there was the Word.
所以再一个字是叫 Rhema.
So in Greek, and the word is called a Rhema.
就我们就说第二个字是告诉我们，就是有的时候或我在讲，就是我当时神呼召我是用神的话，就是你爱我比这些更深嘛，这是在约翰福音第二十一章的嘛。
So one of the words I just say, what happened to when God called me, that the word that I heard from him.
这句话就是 Rhema 对我讲的，就是在同样是一句话，可是对我或发生的关系。
However, it's the same thing as a word, however in me, because that context is relating to me, so it has a relationship to me that speaks directly to me, the word.
所以你看到耶稣在受试探的时候，他都是用神的话，都是神圣经的话对他讲的。So
when Jesus had the temptation, so he also used the word from the word of God, from the Bible.
所以用神的话来胜过魔鬼的试探。So
he used whatever that God has spoken in the Bible in the verse against Satan.
所以我们在这里要学习圣经的话，一定要好好的去读，记在心里面，叫我们能够到的时候，叫它变成一个，就是 Rhema 对我们发生的很大的关系。
So we want you to really study and to learn from the Word of God, so that in the time of trials and temptation, that these words will become Rhema, just like in Greek, that it has a relationship with you.
我今天早上第一堂和大家讲这个原播母，他在听到这个诗篇二十三篇的时候，他就醒过来，这就是圣经的话对他发生了关系，这个就不是Logos的问题，Logos一般的启示，这是特别的。 圣经的话进到他的心里面，他的生命就重新的从神面前再一次苏醒。So
just a testimony I share you about Mrs. Wen, Mrs. Rian, that when she heard the Psalm 23, it become in the same way that it is relating to her. That's when she woke up and.
我们就是想到在耶稣他怎么样的谦卑接受，就是施洗约翰的洗礼，这也是叫我们能够学习。我们信了主以后，我们要和耶稣一样，要接受洗礼和受洗，也是要叫我们继续的顺从圣灵的引导，能够走神的道路。
So in the same way, just like how Jesus received the baptism from John the Baptist, so we also want to learn the way that Jesus being humble, that we also want to learn from him in the same way that also we also receive the teaching.
所以若是我们能够明白就是诗篇第一节第二节，我们在一个平静的 生活里面过来，当我们到成年开始服侍主的时候，我们怎么样的做一个安稳的一条道路，叫我们能够学习耶稣基督，好像大卫一样他的经历，耶稣给我们的榜样，我们能够走在这条道路上，谦卑顺从神的引导。 以神的话语作为我们一生所追求的目标，神叫我们一生能够走他的道路，真是一个有福的人生。
So in the same way, like at the beginning of Psalm 23, the verse 1 and verse 2, we talk about at the beginning where we rely on God's protection, but from starting from verse 3 and verse 4, that we learn that by having the test, the ability, we want to overcome temptation and also true relying on the word of God. And we also learn from Jesus and King David for how they humble themselves and to receive and to listen and obey God's command. Let's all bow our heads and pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give our thanks to you once again. And we see that how you use the life of King David to remind us once again how we should become your children. And teach us how we rely on you as we were younger in our age. As we get into our midlife, that we see many temptations, but we also see that you teach us how that we can enjoy stability. We give you thanks. We give you thanks because you have sent Jesus and set a good example for us to see. And in the same way, if you that I also want to call on you to make a decision to receive God's into your heart, that if you have these if you are being touched by God in this way, and I ask you to raise your hand. Do you have any friends among us? And this is not just an occasion, but it's rather an opportunity that God's created, that He's calling you into His peace and to enjoy the stability in Him. And if you are one of them, I'd like to ask you to raise your hand. Do you have any friends among us? If you are moved in your heart, then you can also speak to pastors and also some brothers and sisters in church after this. And just like in Psalm 23, that is God's calling you into His presence. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to commit to you our last session tomorrow into your mighty hand. And we want to ask you to grant your protection to everyone from the young and to the old and everyone that into your hands.
教我们真正看到主，你是爱我们的一位神。
And help us so that we see that you are the one that who loves us, you are the God that who cares for us.
你在我们每一个人的身上都有你的目的。
And you have your beautiful plans in every one of our life.
求主，这是叫我们在这里所得到，这是对我们一生是有帮助的。
And I pray that you will help us so that what we receive today will carry on in our life and be blessed to our life. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Try to get some shade.
I think it's cool.